Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. January 16th, 2018. We're into new year and we have a lot of different changes that we're announcing. We're really excited that you're tuned into the Saint Germain Radio Show. We apologize for delaying the show a week. We normally run the show the second Tuesday of the month, but we had to move the show around this month. So you'll normally find us on the second Tuesday of every month. If you checked out the website, spiritualconnectionsradio.com, you'll notice our new branding. We're really excited to announce the launch of the Saint Germain Radio Network, which was formerly Spiritual Connections Radio. And, of course, always tuning into the radio show with Brigitte, Mike, and myself. I, of course, am Mark Rawson. And we're really excited to have you tuned into the show this evening. Doing the channeling this evening is going to be Brigitte. Make sure to check out her website. She just announced her new summer retreats. And of course, she does work year-round remotely and in person. And you can find out more about her work at lightbridge101.com. And then the music that you heard, which I'm always proud to kind of talk about during each of the shows, the music you heard both in the introduction and also when we get in to do the Diksha blessing and everything, which is something I'm going to be offering at a certain point. Brigitte will be giving you a little bit more details on when that's going to happen during the show. We'll actually be playing some of Mike's heart activation music. And we got a little side story about that for a second, and that is we had a lot of trouble because of the frequencies. A lot of you who understand high frequencies of spiritual energy and everything know that we've had some problems trying to get the music to actually come through into the radio show. So the way we did it as a workaround is that we had Mike record the heart activation music that we're going to be playing soon. And we do it as a playback because we couldn't actually do it live because it was overloading the radio network. So, it's just the way it goes sometimes. Of course, if you want to check out Mike's music, a ton of his music is available for download from his website, and that's at mikesnydercc.com. And you can find out more about his music. And if you missed any of these links, of course, they're up on Spiritual Connection Radio's website. And of course, I'm happy to announce that I launched my website again after having it down for probably close to 2 years. And that is markarawson.com. That's MarkArawson. And make sure to check out my website and the different services I provided. I took a little sabbatical to integrate quite a bit of the teachings I've been working on for the last 3 years. And I'm actually back out coaching and working with clients. So really excited about that. And we got a lot going on this evening, so I'm not going to delay you anymore. Let's go ahead and bring in Brigitte. Brigitte.
Hey, thank you, Mark. And it's kind of exciting that you have your website back up and running. Now, I mean, you offer so much. Is there anything that you offer that you're like most passionate about, that you really feel like this is like then describing the new you that you are now after all the lessons you've learned and everything?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that seems to bring me the most happiness is really just working with people to help them get through whatever blocks or things in their lives that are keeping them from being their highest potential. And
what tools do you use for that?
It's interesting. A lot of it, well, of course, I use my intuitive abilities and, you know, the guidance I get for all the different beings of light and the angels and everybody that's working with me as I'm working with a client. But it's done through just regular coaching and just working with the person one-on-one and, you know, just really listening to people's journeys and honoring them for some of the paths they're on. And, you know, with that and a lot of other tools, you know, it's interesting. I kind of talk about it on my website, but it used to be like when you booked me, you had to kind of like choose, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, one of the couple different tools that I have listed there on the site. And then people would say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. But after a while, what I realized is it was easier just to book a session with me. And then normally during the session, I'll use 7 or 8 different tools from different aspects. It could be healing work. It could be prayer work. It could be using Geek Shedda to allow something to come through for you, which is something we're going to be doing on the radio show tonight.
Thank you. Want to talk for a moment about Geek Shedda, what that exactly is?
Yeah, it's basically a duck that flies west. No. I always wanted to say something silly about that, right? It's interesting. Diksha was something that was taught to me through the Oneness Movement. And it has to do with a gift that's been given to humanity. And it's a special blessing that I basically sent out to everybody that serves many purposes. And the interesting thing about it is I think at this point I probably have given Diksha to close to 3,000 people. And it's always different for every single person. Like for some people, it's cured them of cancer. For some people, it's allowed them to expand their spirituality. So for every single person, it's unique. And it's basically something I was taught. I do it for free. Even when I do my regular client work, the Diksha is not charged. We're not allowed to charge for it. It's always free. And of course, as you know, I always like doing it on the radio show. So it actually goes out to everybody that's listening to the radio show and anybody that actually listens to the replays, which is very interesting because a lot of people listen to the replays and they're like, wow, that energy comes through on the replay. So it's a very, you know, very beautiful gift. I really enjoy being able to send it out to people. And it just goes through. And, you know, the phrase I like to say is it will do whatever is for your highest good. And it's different for every single person.
Beautiful. And wouldn't you say that it really creates a bridge that allows you to connect with a higher part of you that sometimes when we're in the midst of all this busyness, we are just not open to it. You know, we are kind of disconnected a little bit. And it the oneness blessing really allows you to open up yourself to being one, you know, being one with God, source creator, the great spirit of all that is. Especially because you mentioned that a oneness blessing can even heal cancer. I think it's really important to point out at this time, and when you think about the work that Jesus, for example, did, he in his humility always said, you know, I create the space for you to remember what your body in a healed form is all about. And I feel it's the same when we give these blessings. It really gives the body, the soul, the opportunity to be in alignment and for the body to remember what it's like to be one again, to be in that higher frequency of love and light, and therefore then makes the necessary shifts. And with that, really, we are leading right into 2018. That is the year, right? Wow, we are already in 2018. First of all, I want to say hello to everyone who's listening, whether it's live or the recording. It's always such an honor and such a blessing to be with all of you and to connect with all of you. I think we've been doing this now for 3, 4 years, might even be longer, but it's such a special journey for all of us. And it's amazing, you know, sometimes you think when you're doing these radio shows, you know, does it really make a difference? Because you don't really always feel or hear how many people are listening or not. And then sometimes you get the feedback of how listening to the recording or listening to the radio show has really helped shift the energy or given direction or given hope at times of despair. And I want to just take this moment at the beginning of a new year to thank all of you who've stayed connected, because you're really making it possible. You're creating this network of love and light that just spreads this beautiful essence of the Ascended Masters and the Angelic Kingdom out into the world. And it's just beautiful that you're helping to continue this. So thank you all, because you're really part of my extended soulful family. And certainly Mark and you, Mike, you're there too. Now, 2018 is a year that's described as a master number, you know, 2018 adding up to 11. And many of us have already had the experience at the beginning of this year of being faced with quite some challenges. For many, it's physical challenges. The flu has been really strong, colds, infections, you know, sinus infections, respiratory infections, even at the end of last year. So there's a lot of purging going on again. And it's like, oh my God, you know, what a way to start a new year. And it's interesting to see that kind of everybody is affected by it in some form or way. Even if you haven't gotten the flu, there is this change going on, this transformation again. And whenever we start a new year, we are truly at the beginning of a new phase every time. And tomorrow is a new moon. Or actually, it's tonight. That's right. My family in Germany keeps saying it's tomorrow because it's a time difference. For them, it's on the 17th. But for us, it's actually here on the East Coast. It's on the 16th, or on the West Coast, too. And so, again, we have that energy of the new beginning, the new moon, a new phase. What does it mean to us? What are we willing to let go? What do we want to bring into our life? And the same with the beginning of a new year. It's, again, standing in front of the new year. What is it that we want to accomplish this year? Some of you have started with connecting with the karmic board and expressing a clear intent of how you would like to be of service for 2018. Some have done it quietly. Some have done it at midnight from the 31st into the 1st. There are many ways where we commit and recommit ourselves. And working with Saint Germain, it has very much shown always for me the importance of transformation. Often we are so afraid of change. I'm afraid of change. I never wanted to work with Saint Germain. Oh my God. I mean, change, transformation, it's moving into the unknown. It's always very uncomfortable. And yet that is exactly what we're asked to get comfortable with. And whenever we are treading a new path, it seems to be such a mountain that we are climbing. Even when we're looking at our own life, how do we get from here to there? There's so much that needs to get done. We want to ascend, and we still feel so very human. We still are facing our fears. We still are confused. We still have these emotions of envy, anger, frustration, impatience, intolerance, they're all still there and get from here to there. And we can observe in looking around that the consciousness is actually shifting. And it's ironic. On the one hand, the consciousness is shifting. There's more and more liberation, more free thinkers, more inventions that talk about solar energy and freedom and new technology that allows the world to come even more closely together. Global communication in ways that has never existed before. And yet, with that, there's also a fear that is coming up, a fear of change, a fear of opening yourself up further, letting yourself be seen as who you truly are, a fear of losing control, a fear of being overwhelmed by the new coming in, and therefore that what you value as your foundation may be getting too diluted and getting lost. And we have moments where we are reminded that there are sacrifices that we take to bring about change, to bring about a better tomorrow. And, you know, we just had Martin Luther King's Day, and there's a perfect example of someone all out spoke of freedom, spoke of equality, reminded humanity of values that are important. And so we sometimes fear with our values as light workers that it's only a drop in the ocean and that it doesn't really make a difference. But it does make a difference every time that we stand up for true, deep inner values that we feel are speaking from our heart, are speaking from love, and represent our true authentic self. We tread a path that in the beginning might look very difficult, and yet it is treading a path so that others can follow. And 2018, as a master number, and some talk about it, is the year of strengthening the Christ consciousness, or it's a year about the Christ consciousness. It's really a year that is all about you as a light worker. It is all about you and the relationship you have with yourself. It is willing to embrace your own self, strengths and weaknesses, with love, over and over and over again. So guess what? We as light workers who so much strive to raise ourselves out of form into formlessness, who desire so much to be in deep communion with the hierarchy of light, with the ascended masters and the angels, cause our body is going to say, pay attention to your body, pay attention to your physical self, because it's part of your divinity. So 2018 is not just looking at the master self as your divine I am present, it's looking at all of you, your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual self as the totality of your divine self. And so we are already seeing it from the very beginning that whatever we are afraid of, whatever we haven't paid attention to, this is the time where your divine I am presence is going to demand you to pay attention, because this is the time of becoming whole again, whole, holy, sacred, bringing your sacredness out in every step you take, in every word you speak, in every action you choose, spreading your wings, liberating yourself from your fear and rising like a phoenix out of ashes into a whole new experience of your divinity in physical form. This is the time to bring heaven to earth and to no longer be afraid to speak your truth gently but consistently from your authentic heart. If you don't, the pressure will be so uncomfortable that you can't help but speak your truth and live your truth. And this is no longer the time to be a victim. You've been often enough, I've been there, we've all been there. So don't feel singled out. We've all been there in our victim war. And now is the time to take your power back and to connect with your creative feminine side, to be receptive enough to allow yourself to receive that what is needed to bring about change. Death of the old, birth of the new. Letting go and letting your divine I am presence guide you where you need to be. It is very much continuing the theme of 2016 and 2017, where you're asked to let go of control. Anything you want to hang on to, anything you want to control, it will begin to become so uncomfortable that you can't help but surrender and allow your divine I am presence to guide and direct you. So these are truly momentous times, and only the power of love, the alchemy of love, will allow us to bring us to the next level. So you will see that throughout 2018, many of us are going to dedicate our teachings, our work, to the power of love. And even, I mean, you already heard it the way Mark described his coaching. His coaching is very much about listening to what is even there, and then to the power of love, approaching what is heard with the right tools. So 2018 is also the willingness of slowing down enough to listen and to hear what is really being said. Not what you think that's being said, but to listen what is really being said. What is being said between the lines? What's hidden underneath the mask? What's underneath the surface that wants to come up to be seen but is afraid to show itself? That's what we are going to look for. That is what the masters are guiding us with through all of you, because you're all channels and instruments of the hierarchy of light. You're all going to move to another level of consciousness. You're all going to cross more and more thresholds because you are the way showers for others to follow. So have no doubt that your work is going to be cut out, but it's a work of love, of self-love. And it's a work of slowing down enough by letting go of control to get carried by your divine I Am presence to exactly where you need to be. Therefore, it can become truly a year of miracles, where everything is being given to you and is being shown to you if you only allow it to happen. So take a deep breath now. It is all about love. You're going to begin now with a Diksha and with a beautiful piece that Mike created, a channeled piece that was created for the Third Ray radio show. And it is about love. It is about opening your heart further. And so close your eyes and feel right now the presence of Archangel Chamra and his divine complement Charity. Feel the presence of Master Paul the Venetian with you. Feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and the Mahat Shohan with you as you're being opened up further in your inner self to self-love, as you're being opened up to receive the cosmic Christ love, as you're receiving the Diksha blessing from Mark to open your alignment with your divine self and allow yourself to receive the beautiful energies that help you to move forward on your path of enlightenment and ascension. Open up, receive, and enjoy. Greetings, my dear friends. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at the beginning of a new year, at the beginning of a new phase in your life. As you know, I am known as the Master of Transformation, and I'm very much supervising right now the changes that are taking place on Earth at this time. And I want you to fully acknowledge and own that every step you take leaves an imprint of transformation. Every single one of you does make quite a bit of a difference on Earth at this time. And every one of you is needed, no exception. So do not talk yourself out of your own light and out of your own importance. There are times where you tend to do that, where you allow fear and doubt to make you believe that you should be doing more, that you're not doing enough. But the truth is that simply through your willingness to walk this path out of the darkness into the light over and over and over again, are you making a difference. So if you haven't already done so, I want you to close your eyes right now and witness with your inner eye the darkness that comes when you close your eyes. The darkness that comes with the winter months. The darkness that comes at the time of the new moon. And yet some of you might even see little lights within that darkness. Sense that there is more than just the darkness for your closed eyes. And that is true. There is more, but you can't necessarily see it. And so what happens when you can't see is that memories of the past or belief systems of the present moment want to fill in the black, want to create something that you can focus your mind on. Allow yourself to let go of that, to just be in that empty space, be in this place of not knowing, be in this place of quietude. This is such a crucial place to be, where so much can happen. In this moment of being in alignment with the silence, there is another alignment that can take place, a bridge that can be felt between form and formlessness, between your human self and your divine I Am presence. Take a deep breath. Feel that alignment settle in within you. Fear. Fear. Slow down and fear. Your inner depth, fear your heartbeat, fear your in-breath and your out-breath, and fear that there is just something so much greater than you that is right there, that is touching your consciousness, that is holding you, that is embracing you with love and with encouragement and with a promise that within that darkness there is something times of the dark night. You find celebrations of the light. It is because in these times so much can happen. But the key is for you to allow it to happen, to not get frustrated by that, what sometimes seems to be a setback, or what seems to be that nothing has changed. If you really close your eyes, really close your eyes, none of that matters. Your surrounding then doesn't matter. Your work situation, your relationships, none of that matters. All that matters is the vastness you can begin to feel within your own inner self. Suddenly you can begin to feel that the boundaries that you've set for yourself are not real. Nothing is real. And as you continue the in-breath and the out-breath, and you allow your mind to slow down even further and to step even more into your heart, you can expand into that empty space, into the portal of a new consciousness. Many have taken steps that allow you the freedom of who you are today. But you are someone who's stretching out even further. So your belief in something greater than your own self. So you believe that miracles can happen. So your inner knowing that you are one with God, the source, with the Alpha and the Omega, with the great spirit that all the indigenous people are connected to on a very conscious level. You too are stepping into your indigenous self. You too are feeling the powers of the elements within you. You can feel the earth giving you the foundation to walk on, holding you steady, giving you strength, giving you the courage to reach far out into that empty space, far beyond that you ever thought possible. The earth is not holding you back. On the contrary, it is giving you the knowing that you have a place within all that is, that you're not just a random experience. You are so much more. Then you have the water element within you, the fluidity, the knowing that no matter what obstacle there is, you simply find a way around it or through it, or over it, always is a way. There is a continuation. There is not an end. If there's an end, there's only a new beginning. Now that you're continuously changing and moving and flowing and morphing into something else, it's part of life, it's part of creation, it is part of divine expression in physical form. That water element shows you that there's power in feeling, in passion, because passion and feelings drive you forward to be willing to change, to be willing to morph into something new. And it is also a necessary conductor that allows you to reach into the higher realms in a way that brings forth the deeper communication between you and your divine self. Water also nurtures. It is what fills up the womb to give nurturing to the baby that is yet to be born. Water gives nurturing to those who are walking through the desert, feeling that they are all dried up and dried out, and water will help them to continue when nothing else has helped. So feel the fountain, the endless fountain of water within you. Feel it flowing over into every cell of your body, refreshing, rejuvenating you, and giving you that sense that you can go any place, any way that you choose. There is no challenge too great, no obstacle too big. You can do this journey that you're on. Now open yourself up to the air element that's in you. Open yourself up to your own wings, to your own angelic self. You're not bound to the earth the way you sometimes feel. You are a multifaceted being of love and light. You're so much more. And the air element reminds you to fly with the eagles, to fly with spirit, to fly through endless currents of change. And instead of feeling that the storms of change are going to hurt you and create a crash landing, trust in your ability that together with your divine self, you're going to find exactly the currents that are going to lift you up and the currents that will safely take you back down again when necessary. The air element is also about communication, your communication with all living creatures, your communication with the divine. Feel the wind blowing within you. Feel the freeing sense, air, blowing away the cobwebs of the past so that you can see more clearly where you've not been willing to express yourself in a way that is good and safe and comforting for you. You're not supporting or helping anyone by holding yourself back. The air element is necessary for you to open up to the more spacious, open, wider part of you that connects the spirit. Feel your wings again. Feel them spread open. Feel yourself take off and into the higher realms, soaring in the knowing that there are no limits to where you can be and to what you can become. Don't create limits. Don't create those thought patterns that tell you that you're only prepared to do A, B, and C, that you are only ready to do just certain things in your life. That is not true. And if this country ever has shown you, this country where everything is possible has proven to the world that no does not have to be the answer. Anything is possible if you put your passion, if you put your determination into it, if you're willing to take steps blindfolded through trust and faith in the knowing that your divine I'm presence is there to guide and direct you. It is all possible. And then, of course, there is the fire element. That fire element is that fire of your spiritual self within you. You're not separate from God. You're not separate from spirit. You never were. If you feel disconnected, it is only because you believe you're disconnected. But you're never disconnected. Let the spirit, fire of spirit, carry you forward, warm you up, direct you, and bring light where there's darkness. That fire is always illuminating you from within out. So trust that fire to bring light to you in the most primordial stages of existence. Fire brought change to the evolvement of humanity at the time when long time ago, when suddenly fire was used as a way to create tools, as a way to heat up food, as a way to defend, as a way to warm up. Fire is that tool that brings about change. And so I asked you to open yourself up now further to the fire within, to let it call to you. Let it call to you not because it looks like yellow fire, but there is a sense to it. There's a warmth to it. There's an essence to it. Let it call you. Let it bring you into your most inner self, where you can enter the sacred temple of your own divinity, where you enter that sacred place of your own godhood, of your own Buddhahood, and you come face to face with your true self. Look, feel, with your eyes closed, look, feel, let that fire show you the doorway into the sacred halls of your most inner self, where you can witness who you are, not just as a human, not just as in human form, having a human experience. Delve deep into that fire. It is a fire that goddesses like St. Bridget talk about, that fire that warms up the hearth of your house, the fire that keeps you going when nothing else keeps you going, the fire that is the light that is calling to you now. Enter that light. Enter that fire. Enter the sacredness. And let yourself simply float now. Float now in the sacred fire of your divine essence. In this sacred place. At this time, there are 12 angels descending. Each angel is descending into your sacred, most inner part of yourself, where you're floating now. And each angel has a gift for you. It is a gift for 2018. For everyone, these gifts will be different. These gifts are meant to support you on your path of transformation. Because I have no doubt, this indeed is a time of death, as well as a time of rebirth. So open yourself up to the gifts that each of the angels now is going to infuse into you. While you're receiving these gifts, while these angels are offering these gifts to you, Mark will do another Diksha blessing. And Mike, if you can please play a piece of music at this time to support this process, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Archangel Chamuel is stepping forward, touching you upon your heart, and beginning a sacred process of releasing another layer of all protection that you've kept around your heart. It is time. It is time for you to open up your heart even further, to allow yourself to become a little bit more vulnerable. But this wall, this protection, no longer serves you. It has kept certain things away from you that now in this year need to come to you. So take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And with every out-breath, be willing to release even further that what has created what you believed to be protection around your heart. So trust and faith in the knowing that you are now ready to step even further in alignment with the cosmic Christ consciousness, the cosmic love consciousness, and your true divine power of bringing through this higher love through your heart out into the world. It is safe, it is necessary, and it is time to do this now. Use your in-breath and out-breath to feel your heart open up further and further. And it is nothing to feel concerned about. It is something that is happening at the perfect divine time for you. It is something that will feel to you more like a relief than anything else. A sense of permission that you can finally let go of something that simply no longer serves you, that has been holding you back. You know that some of you are concerned for family members. Some of you are concerned for loved ones. You're not going to help them in your heart protected. I invite you right now to take that, what you've carried for your friends and your loved ones, and give it back to them. They are ready to take responsibility for their own lives. They're not going to die through this. They're simply going to begin to make some more healthier choices for themselves. It's time for everyone to make their own choices. And if there's someone who chooses to let go of their physical life at this time, then that is their choice too. Sometimes carried the weight for them for too long that it is difficult for them to release their physical life to begin a new phase for themselves. Let them go with love. Let them go with peace and compassion, without the attachment that it would be your fault that something happens to them. It is the opposite. Nothing is happening without it having a perfect divine purpose. Let go and focus on your own self right now. Bring those pieces of your soul back to you that you've left for protection with someone else, and allow them to take their power back. Take a deep in-breath and out-breath and feel yourself settling within you, within that sacred place that is within yourself. You are taking necessary steps to become whole, to bring yourself into full alignment and full centeredness. Take another deep breath and feel now, as you bring these pieces back to you, how everything inside of your physical body begins to shift too. There's a sense that allows you to relax even more into your alignment with your divine self. There's a rightness about this process. There is a love that you can feel now through this process, a love for self. You have been carrying too much of everyone else's burdens with you. And again, you're not helping everyone by doing that. You cannot carry someone else's burden. That's not the way it works. Everyone is responsible for their own life. You can set an example, but it's not for you to carry someone else's weight, whether it's your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, whether it is a good friend that you've protected for many years. Now is the time to show that you set an example, but that you're no longer taking it on for them. Breathe it out. Call on Archangel Michael now to bring the sword of light, and through love, not through hatred, not through anger, not through duration, but through love, that he now gently, and the key is gently, sever those connections. And that instead of you holding these connections, they are now angels descending that are taking over these connections to help empower those that you're releasing now to stand on their own two feet. This is key for this new year. Everyone needs to be responsible for their own lives. You can set an example, but you cannot carry anyone any longer. See Archangel Michael severing the connections. See the angels of love and light stepping in for you to take over those connections and to hear and support those to begin the inner process of healing themselves. Take a deep breath, and maybe now it's the hardest for family members, but this is necessary for a new balance to take place, a new inner balance for you, as well as a new balance for everyone around you. There will always be those reaching out to you, asking for help, and that is okay. This is not about you not helping, but it is about you helping in a healthy way where you're not sacrificing yourself, but you help through empowering them to walk their own path by standing in your light and allowing them to see that to make some necessary choices instead of always being the victim to bring their life into balance. And so this is a call to you to not allow someone to get away with being the victim anymore. It doesn't have to be harsh. It can be through love and gentle guidance, but consistent guidance. That is how you bring transformation to your own life, as well as transformation to the lives of those surrounding you. Allow yourself now to raise up into the loving embrace of your divine I Am presence, however you can envision it. Yourself be held. You have done quite a bit here in this short time, whether you've done it by listening live or by listening to the recording. This is allowing you to even come back at another time and listen to it again and go through the process of bringing soul pieces back to you again. It is okay if it didn't all work out the first time. Be gentle with yourself, be kind with yourself, and go back again. You can do it through listening to this, or you can do it by yourself, by bringing yourself back into that sacred center within your own self, into that divine light within you, that the flame of spirit call you into the sacred place, and then allow yourself to bring pieces back to you and sever the cords with the assistance of Archangel Michael, calling on angels of healing to step in to take over these connections that simply no longer serve you. Trust this process. It brings about change. It brings about a new sense of freedom, and it brings about a peace of mind. You are the change. You are treading a path so that others can follow it too. Now that I am with you through this whole process of bringing more and more yourself into inner balance, into a deepening of your alignment with your divine I am presence, stepping into trust and faith that you're not alone, that there is a greater plan that you're part of, and that everything will unfold and continues to unfold according to a greater plan. Now slowly bring yourself back into your physical body, into the here and now. Feel your feet connected to the earth. Feel your heart being more open and feel yourself being more whole, more complete. Take another few deep breaths, and whenever you're ready, you can open up your eyes again, and now that all is good. The gift that you received from the 12 angels, for some, might have been as simple as a gift of courage, gift of empowerment, gift of love. They will present themselves even further in the days ahead. Allow it simply to unfold within you and reflect out in the world around you. Now I'm going to give Mark the opportunity to give out the phone number if anybody wants to call in for questions. Mark, do you want to take over and just announce the phone number again?
Yes, thank you. For anybody who wants to call in, the phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I just want to remind the callers that are in the call queue, I know some of you are just listening and do not have any questions. If you do have a question, please make sure to press 1 on the keypad of your phone right now. That's number 1 if you want to ask a question. And Birgitta, I'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, in this process of awakening, as we are waiting for someone to put, I want to remind you that the path of transformation is change. It is death and rebirth. It is letting go of what no longer serves you to make room for the new. And so acknowledge at this new moon what it is that you simply want to let go of. And it is not so much that you even have to step into action. It is something that you simply choose. You can even write it on a piece of paper and burn that paper as a commitment to let go of this as it no longer serves you and to be open to the new that it will bring in by letting it go. You can do this ritual by yourself at a new moon. It will be very beneficial for you. Yes, Mark, is there anybody on the call?
Yes, we are ready. We are bringing in Lynn. Lynn, you're on.
Greetings,
hi.
Lynn. How
Dream.
Can I be of assistance?
Thank you so much. I'm a first-time caller. So how do I, how do you do it? What do I do? Or is it specific?
Usually when someone calls and asks me Saint Germain a question, it is because there is something that they are looking for guidance for. Now, bear in mind that often, even so it is your question, this question you're guided to ask because it is also for everyone who is listening in. So is there anything that you are looking for guidance on?
Yes. For this year, just about, you know, different steps that I should be taking, or if it's something that I may need to know for my life for this year.
You're at a very important crossroad, as many others are too. And the steps that you're concerned about taking, you're focusing too much on what should you be doing. Let go of worrying about what you should or should not be doing, and simply ask yourself what you're most passionate about. What is it that you, as Lynn, choose to experience in this life? Not because you have to, not because you think that is the only way to heaven, but because it is what you love to do. It is what calls you to do. You have no idea how. It's not important how it's going to come about, but it is important that it is your heart talking. It is your heart that is asking you, this is the number one thing that you want to bring into fulfillment in your life. And you write it on little stickers. You put it on the mirror. You put reminders of what it is that you truly, truly are most passionate about, that is your calling. And you call on the angels of manifestation. You call on the angels of light. You call on the angels of love consistently to support the process of bringing it into full manifestation in physical form. And it is your job to focus, to have trust and faith, and to call on angelic support to make it happen. That is all you do. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know why. Simply trust that what you're most passionate about is a clear indicator of the direction of your life. Don't allow yourself, Lynn, to use your mind to talk yourself out of it, because it's not reasonable, or because it's not practical. This is not about being practical or being reasonable. This is about following your heart. Do you understand?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I do.
I give you permission, and I want to give yourself permission to follow the path of your heart. It doesn't always have to make sense. It doesn't always have to be structured. Follow your heart. It will not mislead you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for
You're
that.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you.
That. Blessings to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Nancy, you're on.
Good evening, Saint Germain and Brigida. Thank you so much for hosting and being the channel for Saint Germain, as Saint Germain and I have had a long understanding together, and it's my honor to speak to you this evening. So thank you both. I have a few questions, and I hope it is for all concerned. There's a few things that I was wondering. One of the statements that I have heard is that you make your own reality. And could you please explain that statement to the best of the hierarchy of light, the way they see that? The way I know that we all have our part to play, but I want to know what does that actually mean when people say that?
It is a very beautiful question, and it is not a simple answer that can be given. The statement, you make your own reality, stems from that you're an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is. You most certainly are not a victim of outer circumstances. There's There is purpose in everything that is happening. You're the creator of your own reality by the way that you choose to perceive life and apply yourself in life. The reason why it is not a simpler question to be answered is because there are more aspects of you that play a role in this. There's your human you who can choose to be open to the voice of your formless you, of your divine I Am presence, to guide and direct you into exactly the place where you need to be. And so the reason why you're the creator of your own reality is because you can stand in the way of the flow of the divine out of fear of change, out of fear of expansion, out of fear of letting go, out of fear, basically. And so by allowing yourself to follow the voice of fear, you stopping yourself from the joy of your divine expression in physical form. And as such, you are the creator of your reality through what voice is it that you're willing to listen to. Does that make sense?
It does. I don't feel like I walk in fear. I feel that I walk very much in faith and in knowledge of my own divinity and my own oneness with Creator, because I realize that we are multifaceted, multi-dimensional beings,
and yet,
we are capable, and we
that's true.
And we are capable of not only being on the plane of the earth in which we exist as human beings, but we can be multifaceted in our approach, because we can send love and light from any direction we choose and to any person or individual or being or any
may I interrupt? Yes,
sure.
You are in trust and faith, absolutely. And yet there's a part of you that still wants to know, that still wants a certain level of structure, that still wants to control to a subtle level. And where you're heading, my dear Nancy, and where many of you are heading, is into the place of the blindfolded mystic. The blindfolded mystic doesn't know, cannot even see the path, can only rely on your divine I Am presence to guide and direct you. And so it might appear that the reality has thrown you into a storm, and yet it is exactly the storm that brings about the necessary awakening and transformation, letting you tread a path of illumination that others then can follow too. You're not simply here on earth, Nancy, and many of you are not simply on earth, because you're here to create your human reality according to your own wishes, but on a higher level, you've agreed to tread a path that is in alignment with the divine I Am presence that creates teachings and awakenings through personal experience that you then can help others with. And sometimes it asks of you to descend into a certain level of darkness and work through this darkness to then find your way back into the light over and over again, as that is how you're treading a path that assists humanity as a whole. And so it appears that you might be challenged in certain ways, and it becomes frustrating for you because you most certainly would like to see your life being differently. And yet, if you surrender and allow yourself to be carried out of the darkness into the light, you will see later on, not right now, but you will see later on the silver lining that connects all.
Okay. Okay.
This is not a personal reading. I can't to answer multiple questions. So if you want to ask about what I just said, you certainly can, but know that we have to bring it to a close.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you taking the time to answer that. And I am very much walking as much as I can and as fervently as I can in my, hopefully, on my path of light.
Absolutely. You are a shining beacon of love, light, and hope, Nancy. You most certainly are. And we thank you for that.
Thanks for calling in, Nancy. All right. Next up, we have Helena. Helena, you're on with St. Germain.
Thank you.
Helena, my dear, how can I be of assistance to you tonight?
Well, this is a profound evening, and the first two answers were of great assistance. So I don't know. My question may have been answered, but let me pose it to you. A few years ago, I was involved with an organization, and you were around for it, and Brigida was too. And every now and then, I've often thought, if I had been more evolved, maybe things would have worked out easier with it. In my heart, I know I didn't belong there for a long time, but I was just wondering if you can speak to that at all, so now I can just put it at peace and let go of anything that happened with it.
Well, it certainly wasn't because you're not evolved enough. Remember, as I said to Nancy, everything is happening for a divine purpose. So there have been many lessons you've learned, and then there are also lessons that those around you learned through your presence there. So it is not always about understanding or feeling that there should have been a greater effect from this on your life or on the lives of souls that you've touched upon. You can't always see the waves and the transformation these waves are creating. But trust me when I say that you have changed through those times that you spent there. You've changed. You've grown. You've become stronger in your own self. And you've become stronger in speaking your truth and living your truth. In that time, you were more concerned about how your truth would affect the outcome of your relationships around you. You don't think that way anymore. Be conscious how much you've changed. And it is all part of the experiences you've had there too. So change, sometimes you would like to see it as a big explosion. From one moment to the next, the great awakening, the great light of illumination touching upon you and allowing you to rip away layers and layers of your human self so you can step into the fullness of your divine presence. But it doesn't work that way, does it? Baby steps, small steps after another. And I know frustrates many of you, but consider how much work had to be done for a long time, for slavery to end, for African Americans to be recognized as equal. Think about the long journey and the pain and suffering so many had to go through to get to what nowadays is almost looked upon as hard to believe that it ever was different. And the same with the women movement. Think about where women were just 100 years ago in this country. Think about where women are today. And think about where women will be down the road. When you look 100 years ago, it would have seemed impossible to see where women are today, and yet look how much transformation has taken place. Sometimes when you're in the middle of transformation, it doesn't seem like anything is moving. But that is an untruth. Much is happening. And you too play an important role in this. Trust it and believe in it.
May I ask one other thing? With transformation, the indigenous people, especially the indigenous people here in the United States, have had the roughest time. Do you see them getting to the respect that they so deserve?
We will see the change happening when those of you who are not indigenous are taking on the role that is necessary for the balance to come about. There are those of you that need to take on the full role of the wisdom, the love, and the light that you're meant to express for awakening to take place. And then the transformation that you're talking about will take place. We don't see it so much coming anymore from the indigenous people that are in existence. They have to step back and allow the new consciousness of galactic warriors of light to bring about the necessary change and awakening on Earth. And you're one.
Oh, I understand. Yes, yes. Yeah, I get chills as you say that. Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my dear. And now that your work does not go unnoticed, keep on going.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Blessings to you.
All right, Barb, you're on the air.
Greetings, Barb. How can I be of assistance to you?
Well, I have some health challenges, and I have been looking for a job for a while, and I haven't been able to find anything. And I want to. I need this for health reasons, but I also want to have it so then I can continue on my spiritual path, which that I really want to be my main focus, because I know that's what my destiny is. What
your body is speaking to you. Your body is speaking to you right now. There is still a battle between your human self and your divine self. And it is only an appropriate battle. It is not just yours. It is one that you've taken on for humanity. And so I invite you to take the time in solitude, in quietude, to even create an altar dedicated to your human self, and to take all aspects of you, the ones that hurt, the ones that bring discomfort, all of them, whether they are emotionally, mentally, or physically, and bless them. Bless them, be in gratitude for them, express your love and gratitude for them, and envision taking them into the heart of your own self, into the sacred places in you, to be purified and for you to become whole again. This journey that you're on is a journey between you and you. It is about your relationship and your tolerance and your patience towards your human self. And so that is the most important work you can do right now that then will result in a lot of other changes that you're looking for in your life. But your physical self speaks to you right now. It wants you to pay attention in a very new way to all parts of you, and that you can only do through inner communion and inner communication. Does that make sense?
So I need to listen to I need a little help. I'm not totally getting it all. I'm sorry.
This is not about the mind. This is not about it having to make sense and structuring everything. This is about going into your heart and doing an inner ritual. Allow, when you are in your heart, when you close your eyes and you take a couple of deep breaths and you allow yourself with every out breath to sink deeper within your heart. You allow yourself to create the sacred places in you, within your heart. And then call on the pieces of yourself that hurt, that create discomfort, that are not in alignment with your divine self. Call on them. Belief systems where you feel you're inadequate. Belief systems where you feel that you are living in a certain experience of poverty that creates disharmony in your life. Call these pieces to you. Envision within your heart this beautiful flame of transformation. And bring those pieces into this flame of transformation. Let it be a violet flame, if it helps. With the intent that you thank them for all the lessons you've learned, and that it's now time to transform and transmute it back into all that is within you. And then allow that to continuously integrate that what has been out of balance in you within your heart self. And you will be amazed the changes that are resulting from you doing this inner work.
Okay.
And if you have any questions about that, you can certainly contact Brigida again. Do this work, and the outer is going to change too. As the inner changes, the outer changes as well. Blessings to you, my dear, and it is
Thank
so.
You. Thank you. Blessings.
All right. Last caller, Renee.
Hello. I appreciate it. I've been listening to your show for a couple years, and it's really gotten me through. There's been, as you've been talking about Saint Germain, about all the heavy energies and going through that experience, transmuting a lot of that. I found within my own family, I've been having to fight off a lot of attacks just within my own family, and it's been very tough because I'm a very empathetic person. I had left the East Coast with a great fun life with a lot of support system, and then had to come to the West Coast to take care of my elderly family, my grandma and my parents, and haven't had any help. So it's been very difficult, and just the same energies in the world can mirror that back to feeling under attack in the world. So I'm just wondering, is there ever going to be a time of kind of ease where you don't always have to feel having to defend the vulnerable and fighting all these negativities, and what can I do, or as a society, are we going to finally have some peace and ease? And I don't know what my specific question would be, but that's just sort of the feeling.
Well, first of all, acknowledge how beautiful of a soul you are and how much you've already achieved. You're not giving yourself enough credit. Okay. And you're not allowing yourself to take the time to nurture your own self. You deserve it. As you support your own self, others can begin to support you too. As you no longer feel the need to justify yourself, others won't challenge you as much either. This is about you. This is about you saying no. You bringing your pieces back. Remember what the journey was all about today. It's about bringing your soul pieces back. It's about calling on Archangel Michael to sever some of the connections. You're not there to carry the weight for your family. You're not there to even carry the weight for the world. Everyone is responsible for their own weight. You can set an example, but you have the permission to take care of your own self. If you don't do it, then who will? So 2018 is a year where your physical self is very strongly knocking at your door saying, pay attention to me. Do things for me. Slow down and nurture me. So find a way for you to go onto a vision quest. 3 days in absolute solitude in wherever you can go. And listen to yourself. Listen to nature and everything around you speaking to you in response to your inner self. The moment you step onto that vision quest. So the intent of beginning a new relationship between you and yourself, between you and all of you, between you and your physical self. Every person, everything that will happen from that point on in those 3 days will be a message to you, will teach you about you, and it will teach you about becoming aware that you are worthy of your love, your love. And as you give yourself that beautiful love that you're so willing to give everyone else, then you will begin to fill up your cup. And that's what all of this is about. Open yourself up in that inner vision quest, further to your divine I Am presence, and let your divine I Am presence nurture you, not for you to be able to give to others, but simply for you to give to your own self. Does that make sense?
Yes, I appreciate that. I will try to carve out some time. I always feel guilty about leaving anybody for any time, but I would try to find
someone. You're not doing anybody a favor by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you enable them to get away with not taking responsibility for their own selves.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. You're worthy of your love.
Thank you. Thank you. You're always on point, and you've got me through such difficult times, so I really
Because we love you. We love you. We do.
Thanks. Love you.
Let that in. Let that in. Open your heart. Let that love in. You're worthy of that love. We love all of you. Not just part of you, not the part of you that you call spiritual. We love all of you. Okay? For you to do the same.
Thank you. Blessings, and I'll do my best.
No. You're not going to do your best.
Okay.
You're just going to do it. All right?
Okay.
There's a difference. Just do
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. And they listen.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Renee. All right. That's it for tonight.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and I am with all of you at this time of awakening. And it is so. Namaste.
Very nice music, Mike. Thank you for playing this evening.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
All right, we'll be back in February, everybody. Good night.
Good night. See you in February.
Good night.
Thanks for listening in. Love you. Peace out.